What's up? This is your boy Fearless Eagle right here on What's the Topic? Yes, it's another awesome day. Yes, another awesome, amazing day. And I hope that you're doing great. Yeah, I was thinking maybe I should rhyme. Say another word that almost rhymes with day. But it's not that day for us to be rhyming with day. So we're going to get into it. Mm-hmm. In fact, before we even get into it, I need to know, how are you doing? How have you been doing? Yes, how is everything from your side? Because a lot has been happening, and a lot happens within a period of 7 days. So let me know what has been happening in your world. Yeah, you know, like, let me know. Get me updated. I know, like, recently a lot of people have been commenting on Facebook, I mean, Twitter. Like, we've been having conversations going. And, yo, it has been really, really amazing and really interesting. So do let me know what is happening in terms of your life. And, yeah, like, how have you been doing? And if it is good morning to you, good morning. If it's good evening to you, good evening. If it's good afternoon, good afternoon. And if it's good night after you listen to us, the topic. Don't go now, you know. Still need to listen to What's the Topic. So that's how we do it right here on What's the Topic. And today's topic is going to be a very interesting topic. I mean, we're going to be looking at a man. Before this man became a topic, there was another show that we did that had different topics. So the guy that we're going to look at actually came out of, you know, the Incredible Facts. There was a show that I actually did on the final Incredible Facts that blows your mind away, you know, that you probably didn't know. So that is actually where the topic came from. Now I did that show, and then the shade on Active FM decided to shade that show, and you know, they shaded this whole situation of me, you know, looking at this guy who got killed by a cow while sleeping. So I was like, okay, you know what, let me actually do research on this guy and actually find out what's going on in his life. Like, what happened? What actually happened? Because, yes, I only know that he was killed by a cow. But now, what is his name? What happened? How did the cow end up on top of him inside his house while he was sleeping? So, I was like, yeah, curious and everything. And then I did my research. Then I was like, okay, we're going to do a show on him. And the title of the show today is Him. So his name is João Maria de Souza. Yes, that one. So that's the guy we're going to be looking at, and we're going to do the most. Yes, and it's going to be going down. But before we do all of that, you know, before we go into the topic and do the most, you know how we do it right here on What's the Topic? Yeah. I'm going to give you an awesome, amazing jam that I'm going to be moving to as well by Andy Mino. It's the AO remix. Enjoy the track and make sure that you're moving.
Hi, my name is Johan Kruger. I'm with Creation Ministries International, and you're listening to Active Affirm.
Gnarly, never bored, but I got a board that I put on all fours and kick it on smooth floors. It's with me on tours, even ride it on stages. Reds in the wheels, but I wasn't set claiming. Click up, we ain't tryna be famous. People don't get it, they don't know just what the aim is. Dangerous, what you gonna say to some men who been changed? You know that to die is their game, yeah. You know what it's like, you know what it's like. Getting ready for the moment, getting ready for the night. But I'm getting ready for that moment when my faith will be sight. What's the point of getting fly if you ain't ready for the flight? From this light to the one that I follow. Dudes on bravado at the bottom of the bottle. Until they got their face twisted up like Picasso. There's another way to live. No. Now that I'm about it, I don't bang with the same set that I used to claim. See, look at, I ain't famous. Some people know my name, no. I just won't remain low, so that I don't take it to the blank brain. Catch me underground on the train riding slow. That's where I compose all my wickedest flows. Being from New York, a wicked at its pros. And it's kind that it sends bills high like it's smoke. In the summer uptown, it's like an expo. With some expo skin like a triple X show. Me and my dog clean, we don't need a vet though. But my best for itching, don't get me started, I'm trying to finish. Enjoying God's gifts, you know what the dish. I'm from Barbados, they made us some flying fish. We been all around the world, me and the whole clique. Unashamed, everywhere they holler, 1-1-6 saying, come and kick it with the team.
Love radio?
Well, of course, if you're listening to
I know you love that. I know you enjoy that track. Yes, and there was Andy Mineo, and it was the AO remix. Yes, so if you want to go check it out, make sure you go back to the song and replay it right here on What's the Topic. This is where radio has never been better, and you know it yourself. Yes, so we're looking at the whole situation of how João Maria de Souza died. Yes, he died. So he actually died in his bed with his wife Lenny, and it was crazy how he died, because an animal fell through the ceiling of his home. Yes, an animal actually fell through the ceiling of his home. Now you're probably wondering, who? Yeah, well, like, who dies with an animal falling through the roof? And where did this animal come from? So, the guy himself, he is from Brasilia. Yes, you know Brazil. Thinking now, Brasilia vibes, you know everything. Yes, Brazilian vibes. The guy is from Brazil, yes. And what happened is, he was sleeping with his family at his home. And then, a cow fell through his roof. Yes, it fell through his roof. And then killed him, and then he died. So yeah, it was a very interesting story, because like when you actually go into the article, they explain it, they actually explain that, yeah, you know, at their home now, they live right there in your southeast Brazil. That's where they live, in the city of Caratinga. So that's actually where they live. And what happened is, like I said, they were sleeping, and then the cow went through the roof and missed the wife. So it was supposed to fall on the wife, and then it missed the wife and then fell on him. Bam. And then, yeah, we all know what happened. Now, the guy was 45 years old. Yes, he was a Brazilian man who actually died after the cow fell on him. And that cow was a ton heavy. That's how heavy the cow was. And it's interesting how the cow actually fell through his roof. Like, the cow was eating, you know, having a good time and everything. And then, yeah, things happened. What happened wasn't supposed to happen. But I don't know, I feel like for some people, you know, to die in a weird way is part of their destiny. Because, like, who dies with a cow falling through your roof? Now, hey, it's a very interesting story, because even myself, I'm like, yo, this is some things that you yourself wouldn't imagine, you wouldn't think of, and you even probably were not expecting this, like a man was going to die because of a cow who fell through his roof. And now I know, like, you have a lot of questions, like, how did a car, like we're doing the most now, how did a cow fall through his roof? Was it in the air? Was it inside a plane? Yeah? Like, where did it come from? Yes, we know it fell through his roof. Like, you're probably thinking it's a house, you know, like your normal house. Then there's a cow falling through the roof. So how did it get to the roof? That is the question that you probably have. How did that cow get to the roof? Like, I mean, that's the first question that I also had in my head, you know, the time when I got exposed to the fact that the cow killed him. So my first question was, hey, how did the cow get to the roof? And sure, it's like deep stuff. Was it inside a plane? Because I'm only thinking, for a cow to fall through the roof, that means it was in the air. And how can the cow end up in the air? And the only explanation to that is a plane. So it was probably inside a plane. Fell out of the plane. Okay, you know, some of these days, you have animals who jump out of planes. So either fell out of the plane or jumped out of the plane. And then, yeah, after, you know, a couple of minutes, bam, on top of someone's roof. And then, yeah, whatever the consequences are of the cow hitting your roof, those are the consequences. Chances are the cow died. And yeah, nothing else happened, which we didn't want to happen. Or just, you know, the cow died, probably damaged the roof. Yeah, it went into the house, probably, yeah, hit, you know, some things or TVs or, you know, minor things like that. Not like fall on top of someone, you know, we wouldn't be expecting that. But yeah, in this case, a man died because of a cow. So that's actually what happened. Now, the the 1-ton cow, this is actually what happened. The 1-ton cow was actually gazing, like it was grazing on a hill. It was actually on a hill. Now this cow was eating, you know, it was having its meal, depending on whatever time of the day it was, you know, it was having its meal. While having its meal on a hill, now behind it was a small house, and this was Mr. Zhao's house. Yes, that was his house. So behind it was that small house, and like I said, the house is in the area, you know, of Caratinga, right there in your southeast Brazil. So that's where the house is and everything. Now it stepped onto an Epstos roof. So this people's house was actually, it had a roof that was made out of Epstos. And this cow, while eating, it stepped onto that roof on the hill. And it didn't know that was the roof of the house. So, hey, my next question is, which human being under the sun decides I'm going to build my house on a hill, but now not a normal, you know, brick house. Instead, they decided that they're going to build it close to it being, you know, underground type of thing. It's not really underground, but because of the hill, it makes the house, you know, look like it's under, you know, the hill and everything, underground type of situation. But now the roof, yeah, that was the situation, you know. It was actually built of Epstos, you know, and the cow stamped on it. Now we all know, we're looking at a 1-ton, you one-ton cow, and that type of roof, the results are the cow's going to go through the roof. So that's actually what happened. The cow stepped onto the roof and went through the roof. After going onto the roof, we all know that it went through the roof. After doing that, bam, it fell on him. And then, when now everyone is wondering, well, what's going on? First they in shock, something fell through the roof. And bam, it hit the bed. Now, the wife came to her senses and realized, hey, there's a cow in our room on the bed. And my husband is under the cow. Yeah. That's where now, medic, everything. He was taken to hospital and then died the day after. So that's actually what happened. And he died because of internal bleeding. So the cow's weight went on to him and then, caused internal bleeding that they couldn't stop, and then he died. That's how he died. So there is an interesting story right there. And moral of the story, don't build your house on a hill, with an asbestos roof that a cow can stamp onto and kill you, because it fell through the roof. Why? Because it was heavy. So that's actually what happened. And there's still more that I want to touch on and speak about. But before, we touch on more, the rest of the stuff. And very soon I'm going to need to leave you, love you and leave you, which I don't love doing. But before we do that, here's a song by Table Turner called Falcon Rising. Enjoy.
right here on Active FM. We're bringing to you...
Okay, bedtime.
Reactive.
List on Reactive, but most of y'all know me as a guitar player because that is all they let me do on Reactive. Reactive is more than just a band. We are a movement of young people that are causing revival, bringing young people to Jesus, redefining what people see as cool, because we are cool kids in Christ and we are dominating, taking over the airwaves and giving you guys the best music. You need to check it out because you wouldn't even believe me even if I told you.
Yeah, I know you enjoy that and that was awesome. I was moving and everything. So now, yeah, looking at the final parts of, you know, the whole situation in his life, what happened is he actually, you know, they took him to the hospital and everything. Now, we all know that he died of internal bleeding. So on the way there, when they were taking him, he was conscious and then he obviously appeared to be in a good condition. But he had to wait for too long, you know, to be seen by a doctor. And that is what caused him to die. So, Jay, like... we need to improve our hospitality, you know, our hospital systems, you know, and everything. So he could have been, you know, saved and everything, but because he had to wait for too long to see a doctor, internal bleeding, yeah, death was calling him and everything. And that's how he died. He died because of internal bleeding. And that was because the doctor took too long to see him. But now, crazy thing is, the local media actually said that it was the third incident in that region. So there was actually other cases that happened, you know, the similar cases. And yeah, you know, a person actually dying because of, yeah, such situations, you know, such incidents where an animal falls through the roof and, yeah, hospital waits too long, internal bleeding, dead. So, yeah. There are also casualties, you know, in the previous, like, two weeks where there were two incidents that actually happened. And, yeah, in the first occasion, what they said is there was no one inside the house when the cow fell through the roof. Now, to me, it sounds like these people, they have a habit of making houses that have the same type of roof where a cow can stamp on and fall through it. And then they say the second incident, a baby, you know, and a small child was sleeping next to the spot where the animal fell in. And yeah, in what was described at that time as a miraculous escape. Now, with those ones, they didn't die. So there was a miraculous escape there. And it was in the same area, the Karatinga area. And same thing, it was in a hilly area. And with those ones, yeah, there were obviously mines and all the stuff that were there and all those things. So that is actually what happened. But now, yeah, this area, I feel like there's some issues going on there. There's like some, yeah, stuff, you know, there's like bad mojos there, you know, bad spirits and all those stuff. But at the end of the day, like I said, moral of the story, do not build a house with such a roof. Like, they all have this habit of building houses with such roofs. So they need to stop building houses with such roofs and actually build a proper house. I mean, you got kettles that are there. You got cattle doing their things there in the region. And if you are building a house where cattle can stamp and go through your roof, that's you calling for destruction. I think some of them, they're like actually calling for that disaster. So... we need to, you know, minimize that disaster and everything. But I hope you actually got some insight in terms of, yeah, what happened to João Maria de Souza, yeah, you know, however you pronounce it, I would just say Souza. And yeah, the Souza, Mr. De Souza. Yeah, moral of that story is don't build such houses. And yeah, like I said, I really do hope that you got insights. And make sure you go out there, you share Active FM. I mean, do the most. We need to do the most. And yeah, get someone's life changed through the show. Now, this is the time we have to love you and leave you, because I don't love doing that. But yeah, I'll have to do that. And if it's good morning to you, good morning. If it's good evening to you, good evening. If it's good morning and enjoy the rest of your day. If it's good evening, enjoy the rest of the hours. If it's good afternoon, enjoy the rest of the day that you still have. And if it's good night, hope you have an awesome, amazing night and looking forward to, you know, speaking to you next week, whatever time you get the show and you decide to listen to. For myself, Fearless Eagle, I would love to thank you and appreciate you for listening to the show. Peace out and God bless. Here is a last song that you can enjoy by God's Warrior. And the title of the song is called Hyper, and it's an original mix. Peace.
Like what you're listening to?
Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM,
Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
ActiveFM, radio has never been better.